Hello, good morning. How did you spend your night? I hope you had a good and pleasant night rest. Okay, so this is day two of our Daniel fast, and yesterday, which was our day one, I invited almost everyone to join the 10-hour prayer turn that was going to be holding yesterday, and it was an amazing time. Today being day two, I feel the need to address everyone who is engaging along with me in the Daniel fast. And if perhaps you're not yet on board the Daniel fast, you still have time to join. It's not too late to be a part of what God is doing in this season. So I have been casting my mind about thinking, Lord, I need direction for how this fast is going to go. And while I was thinking about it, a lot of thoughts kept coming to my head. And then in the depth of my heart, I felt like, okay, this is the direction the fast is going to go. And it is going to go in line with the Pauline prayers. Now, why is it coming now? Well, it should have come earlier, I guess. But we are children of God and we live in the now. And the now word for me is for the duration of this fast. One of the things we're going to be praying about is that we might have good and accurate knowledge of this God that we serve. You see, if you come to know God for yourself, trust me, you will no longer be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. Nobody would come tomorrow to tell you, oh, the God that you serve, is this or that? No way. Listen, you need to know God for yourself. And one of the amazing part of the Pauline prayer that I really, really love is the part where it says that the eyes of our understanding may be enlightened, and that we might come to know how much God loves us. Those are parts of the Pauline prayers that I feel like this is just it for me. This is exactly what I want. So, in other words, I'm going to be, during the next 20 days, this is going to be our main focus for the fast. You can find the Pauline prayers in the book of Ephesians, chapter 1, 17 to 21, and Ephesians 3, 16 to 20. We're going to be focusing for the next 20 days on this. Now, I know we have needs. I realize that we have prayer points we want to pray about, and that is fine. It is the will of God that we come to Him every time we need anything. But trust me, if the eyes of your understanding is enlightened, you won't even have, your desires will change. And trust me, it's not going to be, well, I'm not saying trust me, I'm saying trust the Bible, not me in particular, but God, that He would see before every need arises in your life, there is always provision for it, and everything you need is focused and found in the Word of God. And you would find, the Bible says, if you seek, you will find. So in this season, as we seek God's face, I know we are going to find Him. That is not negotiable. We will find. His Word is true. His Word is true. He is faithful. He is faithful. He never fails. He will not start with you. Alright? So, this season, we're going to be focusing on the Pauline prayers. I just wanted to get this out. And I hope that everyone who is engaged in this fast would pray along that line. Praise God. And as time goes on, I'll let us know when we're going to be going on MixLR or on Zoom to pray together. You understand? Because I understand these busy schedules of our life, and I realize that not everyone might be able to do this by themselves. So we need one another. We need to bear each other up. For everyone who is engaged in this, please remember your brothers or your sisters, even as you pray. God bless you. Remember, the focus is that we might come to know God, that we may know God, that we may know His love for us, we may know His plans for our lives. You didn't just come on this earth for just to come and exist. You have a purpose for why you're here on earth, alright? So, we're going to be focusing on the Pauline prayers. Praise God. So I have to keep repeating it because it is going to be our main focus for the next 20 days. Thank you. And just to add this, if you know how to pray in tongues, my advice to you is please pray more in tongues. Even as you pray the Pauline prayers, pray more in tongues. God bless you. I love you. Have a most productive day ahead.